Los Angeles. You're now tuned into Slauson Girl Speaks
with award-winning journalist and South Central native, Slauson Girl.
This is a safe space.
Yeah!
Celebrating authentic black expression.
Where Slauson Girl dives deep
into Los Angeles history,
politics, and news.
While discussing culture, race, and identity with carefully curated guests
to keep you open-minded in today's society.
No cap.
Follow Slauson Girl on all social media platforms and stream Slauson Girl Speaks on Apple Podcasts and Spotify.
You don't want to miss this.
Welcome to Slauson Girl Speaks. I'm your host, Slauson Girl, bringing you world news with a South Central state of mind. Today, I'm here to talk with Dr. Mello and Tia Lopez on their journey of establishing a charter school in Los Angeles, CEA, also known as the Crenshaw Entrepreneurial Academy. We're going to discuss the importance of charter schools in Los Angeles and where they are currently in the process and why they need your help and how you can help. Tia and Dr. Mello, how are you today?
All right.
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm glad to be here.
I'm doing good. Thanks for asking. So, let's just get right into it. Tia, we've been talking a lot about your vision and the things that you're doing to establish the Crenshaw Entrepreneurial Academy. And I'm glad to have you here today to provide an update to the community. You have roots here. You are a former student of Crenshaw High. What inspired you to begin this journey of establishing a charter school in the Crenshaw District of Los Angeles?
Okay, well, first and foremost, what inspired me is just everyday life growing up in the Crenshaw District. I'm a mother of four. I got married kind of young. And just everyday experiences, getting my first credit card, having trouble. I couldn't go to my mother. I couldn't go to my auntie and ask questions. And I never was taught financial literacy in school. So it kind of guided me to the entrepreneurial aspect of life. And I had to learn from hands-on experience about financial literacy and how to get my credit where it's supposed to be and just how to be all around financial content.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Definitely. And so with the Crenshaw Entrepreneurial Academy, what do you hope to provide to the students in terms of programming and just the curriculum?
Well, Dr. Mello can tell you a little bit about the programs that we offer.
Yeah. Okay.
Currently,
Dr. Mello, would you mind introducing yourself and kind of just letting us know about your background and how you're involved with the Crenshaw Entrepreneurial Academy?
Absolutely. Just like Tia, I'm originally from South LA, Watts, and I left here when I was about 8 years old. Got my doctorates from the East Coast, came back here in 2009.
Nice.
My son actually was killed in 2009. It was, violence. And this is why it's personal that we see our kids have a resource so this can prevent. So when I came back in 2011, I saw my neighborhood. I grew up on 111th in Compton. It was devastated. It was like, I couldn't recognize it. And I said, wow, this is how we were growing up. And so a lot of our kids growing up in this fashion, that's all we know. And so we really wanted to create something that was different. That's why Tia in the forefront was fighting for education for our students and find a lot in the background of what's happening and teaching our kids not just to be job takers, but job makers.
Mm.
That was the key, I think, that really pushed CEA into fruition. But overall, what we noticed, the education system with Los Angeles is very, very specific. They design it for you to fail.
Hmm.
So we want to turn that around by creating new opportunities that our kids are brilliant. It's just that they're being taught wrong.
Mm-hmm.
So how do we bridge the gap of prison to pipeline through the educational system? And entrepreneurship is really the key, because once you're self-sufficient, you can take that education anywhere. Doesn't matter where you go, but if you are still a follower, if you're not given the tools to start your own, you will always probably fall into something that you're not wanting to.
Right.
So we want to give kids the best options to become great. So we could talk about what classes we offer, but if you want me to let me know.
Okay, yeah. We could definitely get into the curriculum and things like that. Sure. But really quick, I wanted to ask you guys, what is the difference between a charter school and just, you know, the public, regular public schools in LAUSD?
Right. A charter school actually gives people, communities, more freedom to teach how they want away from the system, which is why a lot of charter schools were under attack. I could say in the last year, we had maybe three charter schools like around Inglewood, South Atlanta, were shut down because they were teaching these kids not the way the main system does. So the grand curriculum that LAUSD follows, they actually have a guideline in where you have to have percentages and you have to have these interim scores in order to go to the next level. Mm-hmm. But a lot of these interim scores, such as a beta at the end of the year, these kids are not being taught relative to the area that they're in. Mm. So they're given a broad system of thought and it doesn't work. So right. You have a lot of kids that are confused or fail, but yet they're still passing. So something's not right with that. And right. So we want to break away sort of like from the matrix. And this is why the school board, they have certain policies in place, which we follow 100%. The same policies apply for public school and charter school. The only difference is charter schools give you more freedom to add extracurricular activities like world history or critical thinking. Mm-hmm. Currently, right now, what's on the table is something called critical race theory, CRT. Mm-hmm. This is so controversial because you're conditioning the kid to really look at race where kids I never really thought about race at a certain age. So we really want to acknowledge what system is out there first and challenge that. Mm-hmm. And so we say Tia literally has been fighting this mammoth of the system saying, no, you cannot have free thinkers. No, we want to create robots as to who, how kids are going to graduate, you know? So
Right. And then plain difference between public charter schools and, public schools and charter schools. The difference is that a charter school can be started within a community. So any group of people can get together, parents, community activists, they can get together and say, hey, I want to see a change in my community. Hey, I want to start a school. They get together, they start a board, and they take their petition, they get a certain amount of signatures, and they take it to the board. So that's what I did. Like I said, I sat back in my neighborhood, and I got tired of seeing the lack of resources, the lack of financial literacy and education being taught. And I got together with a group of entrepreneurs and community advocates of the Crenshaw District, and we got together to bring Crenshaw Entrepreneurial Academy. So we are the only school in California petitioning right now. There's usually like 30 to 45 schools. Some are usually affiliated, and what affiliated means is that they're affiliated to public charter schools that are already operating and up and running, or public schools that are already ran by LAUSD. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, it's an honor to be the only one in California petitioning right now due to the pandemic, by the grace of God. And we're just here for support because representation matters.
Big time.
Okay,
Big time.
So talk to us a little bit about what that petition process looks like and why you guys need, you're at the point right now where you need community support.
Yeah. So actually, Marquise, off the side, he actually is not on camera right now, but he was there in the very beginning and starting the petitions. And we have to reach a certain amount of signatures to say this is the change that we want and present it to the board. Mm-hmm. Can you tell us a little bit about the board's?
Yes. So Crenshaw Entrepreneurial Academy is made up of a board of five people. Dr. Colette Magruder, Dr. Bernard Manyebe, Marquise Lewis, Jernico Martin, and Takara Finelli. These are local activists in the community, doctors, lawyers, social workers who've got together with myself to bring Crenshaw Entrepreneurial Academy to fruition. We have obtained the amount of signatures needed by teachers to bring the project. And right now, all we need is the community support. So we have a public hearing coming up with the Los Angeles County Office of Education. That's LACO. And that's on June 15th at 3:00 p.m. This is going to be a live Zoom conference. And they're going to be seeing the community support. So the phone number, the phone number here to call is 669-900-9128. The meeting ID is 822-2518-9839. And the passcode is 241814. And like I said, this is a public live hearing for the support of our school. And it's going to be with the Los Angeles County Office of Education. And we are the only ones in California petitioning right now.
Yes.
So we would love your support from the community.
And we definitely need people to really call in, because it's not often that we have an opportunity to really make a change this big in our educational system. So please, June 15th, mark your calendars. Make sure you call and show your support for Crenshaw Entrepreneurial, because they represent all of our charter schools who are going through the same thing.
Yes. I also want to mention that you guys can obtain more information about Crenshaw Entrepreneurial Academy at crenshawentrepreneurial.education. You also can go on Google and type in Crenshaw Entrepreneurial Academy and see the fight that we have going on right now with LAUSD.
That's right.
And so why, again, would you say that it's important for parents in Los Angeles, specifically, you know, Black parents, even Latino parents, why is it important for them to look into alternative alternative education options for their children?
Well, you see the results of how we're living. I mean, statistically speaking, you don't need someone to say 70% of this and that. You could walk outside your neighborhood and you see half of the families are affected either by incarceration, by violence, or lack of education.
Right.
So when we see these things constantly plaguing our community and it's not getting any better, we have to say, whoa, what is going on here? So let's reset. And it really is I would say, common sense, but at the same time, you have these forces, these entities that want to keep us the way they are. So we have to really say, do we cave in, or do we actually stand up and say, yes, I want to change? And if collectively the community comes together and say, I don't want this in my neighborhood, it'll be changed tomorrow. Mm-hmm. But we have to actively take that choice and exercise our right to do that. You know, and it starts with education. So if you can teach a kid the differences between struggling and actually creating solutions out of issues, this is what's missing. A lot of our kids, you know, thin skin, not because, you know, they want to be, but because society say you can be whatever you want. And so challenging things come up, it's like astronomical to them. So we want to create a balance for our kids through critical thinking, problem solving. Those are crucial right now, so they can really not only be solution makers, but they can reduce the rate of suicide. A lot of depression, mental health issues goes through lack of education, lack of resources. So, you know, even being in this space right now is so awesome, because it's things like this, like arts and theater and performing arts, that rounds the child up and, and really give them the character that they need. You know,
there's a lot of people who say they wish that they would have been taught the things that they know now when they were younger. So me as a parent coming into this project and founding the project, I feel like This gives the kids the opportunity to learn hands-on experiences young. We teach them about the legal system. We teach them about finances. We teach them about things that are in our everyday lives that are we're deprived from in this classroom.
Coupled with the regular, you know, language arts, math, science. But you need to have more than that, like home economics. Why was that removed? Because teaching kids cooking, automotive, these are trades that we still need today. So we want to put all that under one hat, where by the time they're in seventh grade, graduating to middle school, because we focus from TK to six, that they'll be ready to face the world. You know? So that's why I'm really proud to be part of this academy, and we look forward August 18th for the opening and see how that we can engage the parents also to be involved as much. And that really takes a family. It takes a village. So we cannot just say we want to give the kids these skills, but the parents are left without. It usually correlates. So we have to make sure that the parents are have the resources to make sure that the child is there, come attend parent teacher conferences, really get involved in the curriculum that not only that we want to push, but to teach these kids that you can be whatever you'd like, but intelligently.
That's why
CEA is also a community evolution acquisition. So we are very involved in our community, the local business owners of the communities. We've been getting together with them to present workshops where fathers can come in and teach little boys who maybe don't have fathers how to tie their ties or maybe
etiquette.
definitely. It sounds cliche, but it's really the little things. Crunch Entrepreneurial Academy plans on picking up the little pieces that, you know, schools leave behind. Mm. Yeah. So, yes.
Okay, definitely. And so, man, it's actually really intriguing to hear both of you talk, you know, to talk about this vision. Dr. Mello, I know that you had mentioned, though, that, you know, you come from the Watts community and you actually went to the East Coast to get your education and are now back here, you know, helping on the board with Tia for this vision. But I do want to ask you, though, you know, coming from the Watts community, what do you think has helped you to, you know, obtain the level of education that you have and just propelled you to push you further?
Yeah, that's a good question. You know, being around like Markham Middle School, they didn't have as many resources that we do today. Okay. But growing up, you don't really notice these things. That's why I believe leaving here at a young age, because my mom actually traveling ambassadors and ministers. So for me to be at the East Coast is a different pace. So that's why when I came back here, I had new eyes and I was able to see, oh, wow, this is different. And this is why we encourage travel. We try to orchestrate field trips for our kids just so they can get out of the hood, so to speak. And when they do that consistently, then you'll be able to innovate ideas and think about things that you normally wouldn't. And I think that's what really helped me coming back here is that it's personal for me. I'm not a developer. I'm not a politician. Right. We don't have... We don't have outside agendas. We really want to see our community thrive in a different way.
Right.
And I think that's what makes us different is that you cannot tell us anything any different because we're from here.
Definitely. Right. And I've battled with that. Like, I've had, like I said, everybody on my board has a doctorate of above. Myself, I don't have, I'm straight entrepreneurship. I don't have an educational background. So I've had to fight to get in the door, and I've had people question me about my appearance and how I speak, but I've learned to kind of relax in who I am, you know.
Judgmental,
Yeah, this is a different era, and I represent a new generation. This is about entrepreneurship, you know. And like I said, I'm young, but I'm here, and I'm able to put people in positions who have doctorates in higher positions. So now this is why I want to bring this to my community, because if we start these kids off with the mindset, telling them when they're young, empowering them, like, you can be anything you want to be, this is what you can do. Right. Imagine what they can be.
Right. And then actually have the things there for them to accomplish.
Representation matters.
Yeah, we have a lot of dialogue. They don't want to keep well-wishing and I pray for you. Okay, that's great. But can we have a location where they can make music, where they can do the art, where they can actually really think outside the box? So these safe spaces also is important. And that's one thing that we actually have the facility ahead of time. So the curriculum is already here. It's just that a lot of people, they have great ideas, great programs, but they don't have a location. So we want to like bridge all of that so we can be self-sufficient. But we have to start off small somewhere.
Right.
Yeah.
I also want to let you guys know the address of the school is 5125 Crenshaw Boulevard. It's right on 52nd and Crenshaw Boulevard.
That's right. Close to Slauson and Crenshaw.
So you already have a space.
Oh, yes. We have an entire facility. We have a 6-classroom facility, like I said, on 52nd and Crenshaw Boulevard. So we open August 18th. We've been having the location for 2 years. We haven't opened or went private because, like I said, we want to get this contract with LACO.
Battling.
Yeah.
Behind the scenes.
We want to be considered a charter school.
And we should. We are qualified. We meet all the requirements. So what really is the problem? And when you look at how we have to struggle just to have an opening of a school that makes sense, you have to wonder what's really the underlying issue. And we really don't want to be ignorant to the fact of, you know, race relations play a big part to that.
Right.
So overcoming all of that, now that we are closing to an opening date, and like I said, 2 years is not easy, 2 years, that now we can say, okay, community, now let's come in and really voice your opinion and say, I want this charter school here. I want a difference of education in my neighborhood. And hopefully June 15th, we can make that start.
Yes, we waited 2 years for this, so we're here.
Yes. Okay. It's like a burst ready to bubble.
Definitely. So you said a 6-classroom facility. What is the target number of students that you guys could serve?
Well, currently 40.
Yes. So for the first year, we're going to serve 40 students, transitional kindergarten through second grade. Mm-hmm. And then through years 2, 3, 4, and 5, we are going to go up to the sixth grade. Mm-hmm. So at full capacity, Crenshaw Entrepreneurial Academy will be a transitional kindergarten through sixth grade with 100 students.
Mm-hmm. Okay, definitely. Yeah. And so in terms of funding and sustainability for the school, what does that look like?
Well, private funders, private partners. We've got a lot of good angel investors out there that do want to give, which is why we have to make sure that we are out there, that the word is out there. For example, Juneteenth, just Saturday, June 19th, we should have like a pop-up information table where we give more information concerning Crenshaw Entrepreneurial Academy and how parents who are interested at least know that we're there. So we really do want the word out as much as possible. And even these events that are coming up is very important that, you know, people are engaged and at least are aware of this option coming up. So TK through second grade, those are the kids that we focus on right now.
Excuse me. Okay, definitely. So did you want to mention at all the Juneteenth event that you guys have, where you also going to be talking about the Crenshaw Entrepreneurial Academy?
Sure. So Juneteenth at Seabreeze Park is going to be the first annual Juneteenth for Compton. And so we have to acknowledge that we do have a history that needs to be acknowledged everywhere. And Juneteenth is very important, but we never had one in the city of Compton.
Oh, wow.
So it's going to be very exciting from 1 to 4 at 1300 El Segundo. So definitely come on by. We got school supplies, food, live music. It's going to be a real, real celebration. But the difference is this year, we're going to be a point of information. We're going to really emphasize on education, constitutional rights, legislation, things that our young people need to really know. Because at the end of the day, you're right, our rights are going to constantly be violated if we are lack of knowledge and knowing our rights. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so that'll be awesome.
And
so
power.
Come on down.
Definitely. So, one more time, the location for the Juneteenth?
It's going to be at 1300 West El Segundo at Seabreeze Park.
Okay.
S-I-B-R-I-E. I know sometimes they call it El Segundo Park, you know, they change the name, but, you know, that location off Central is really without for the last 30 years. We barely had any events in that park, so we really want to make a change this Juneteenth.
Definitely. Come out and support and make sure you get more information about the Crenshaw Entrepreneurial Academy.
Yes.
So is there anything that you feel that the community needs to know more about Crenshaw Entrepreneurial Academy or just charter schools in general or just the journey that you guys have been experiencing?
I personally want to let the community know to just basically look into the charter school system. You guys have an opportunity. We do have a voice. We can get together and open charter schools for our communities. And yeah, that's pretty much it.
Yeah, get involved.
Get involved. It's not everyone's able to get involved. Also, I just want everybody to be aware that there's a lot of things going on. Half of the Inglewood district has been taken over by the state. They've been indicted for misuse of funds. This is a movement going on. I wasn't going to go there, but God was like, go there. I'm sorry.
No, we got
go
you.
There. But, let the people know.
Yeah, yeah. So this is a battle right now. And this is a battle for our kids. And it's really important because our kids are the future. The biggest systems are the jail system and the school system, you guys. So we need to get inside the school systems and the jail systems, like I said.
Those are the two main areas that they target our mentality.
Yeah. Right.
So if they can lock you up, if they can miseducate you, what options do you think you have?
And they're getting our kids while they're young. So I'm here because, like I said, I'm a mother for, I'm from the community. I really care about these kids.
Yes.
And I really want to change the way that they're being taught at a young age. And I feel like we can save them.
Yeah, we can. So we do urge people to really come out and make the plan of action happen. And we want this season to really be less dialogue and more action.
That part.
That's what it is.
No, I feel you.
Yes.
So, Tia, before we close out, and then I want to ask you guys a follow-up question about the something that, you know, a polarizing figure in the Black community, Dr. Umar Johnson, talks about, which is how these kids are being funneled through the special education. But before we go there, I want to ask you, how was your journey going through LAUSD?
My gosh, it was difficult. You know, it was definitely a challenge. I've had to reach out to lawyers from Kenya to help me and my board navigate through the system. It was the hardest thing I've ever been through. I didn't know who to trust. There were lawyers that were set up against me that were working with LAUSD. It was a lot. I've had to, like I said, I've had to hire outside help to even get inside the door to be the only one petitioning in California.
Right.
So that in itself just kind of shows what I've been through.
Mm-hmm.
But like I said, by the grace of God, we're here and we have an opportunity. And I'm just grateful that LACO, which is over LAUSD, is giving us the opportunity.
Very grateful for
to demonstrate our expertise.
And that's the thing. They undermine the fact that we have some sort of intelligence. And that's what I think the journey going through this is a realization that when you have these type of obstacles, you have to recognize it. And we cannot play the victim. So we cannot sit there and allow it to happen. But I believe that this is a different season and we're going to see some positive results coming this with LACO.
Definitely.
Yes. Yeah.
Well, that's good. Congratulations on that front. Excuse me. I had to cut that out. What's going on? But again, congratulations on, you know, LACO, you know, like acknowledging and giving you guys space and opportunity. And before we close out, I wanted to touch on, do you think that our kids are being funneled through the special education program for profit?
Oh,
definitely. Definitely. I feel like people come, and that's why I urge the parents to get into the school system and learn about charter schools, because people, organizations, a lot of organizations, they own these charter schools. They come from God knows where. They come with money. They come, they buy in our areas, and they set up shop.
Right.
They may hire some community advocates to advocate for their school site or for whatever they're trying to bring, but they're not from the area, and they're not really for our students, honestly. Mm-hmm.
And that's the thing is they don't have an investment, so to speak, as we would, being and living here and breathing that. So that's why I believe the paradigm is shifting.
Mm-hmm.
The school choice is, you know, a lot of times that they have some underlining saying, well, is this really going to work? But you have to find out who is it coming from? Is it coming from the neighborhood, the community, or is it coming from, like you say, outsiders, developers, people with money that comes and just want to show or do some camera time and say, look, we're helping this poor community, and then they bounce. And our kids are so disconnected.
Yeah,
that's the result. So we don't want any more disconnection, so to speak.
There's a lot of closed down schools. I'm not sure if you guys have seen. There's a lot of closed down schools.
A lot, yeah.
Yeah, and it's all because of this fight that's going on with the system and the charter schools.
It's freedom of choice. That's what it really boils down to.
How many charter schools do you think are in LA County?
Oh, at least probably 740 something, close to 800.
I know that LACO serves 22, and we would be the 23rd ones. Mm-hmm. So, but
yeah, and all of LA County, just about.
And in like the immediate, like Crenshaw, South LA, South Central area,
not too many.
Charter schools in South LA. I know we are in District 1. So I believe there are about 6 charter schools within a 3-mile radius from District 1, where we are on 52nd and Crenshaw Boulevard.
Then you have ISIF right next up the block. And
Viewpoint. View Park started at the location that we're at. View Park, Frederick Douglass, Creed Academy, Ketch. They all started at the location on 52nd and Crenshaw Boulevard, where we are.
Okay. Nice. So any last thoughts, anything you want to close out on? And also make sure to let the people know where to find you and keep up with and support the Crenshaw Entrepreneurial Academy.
Sure. So the address, again, is 5125 Crenshaw Boulevard. And June 15th is a community involvement in trying to show support for the Entrepreneurial Academy. We are located... Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
We're located on 5125 Crenshaw Boulevard. Once again, the public hearing date is on June 15th at 3 o'clock. You can call in. It's going to be live at the Los Angeles Office County Office of Education. Mm-hmm. The phone number, again, is 669-900-9128. The meeting ID is 822-2518-9839, and the passcode is 241-814. You guys can watch via Zoom, or you guys can listen in on the telephone. And again, mm-hmm. this is for the community's support of this school idea.
That's right. So last words, I'm sorry, I blanked out there, but I definitely want to encourage our young people to stay alive, first of all.
Yeah.
Stay alive, stay focused, know that changes are coming, but we have to initiate that. We cannot sit there and say, I'm not interested and stuff. And this is normally what happens a lot, but we got to encourage each other, and we're almost there. We're literally almost there. So I look forward in the next 2 months to seeing the registration of our parents and the students and actually getting to work. So thank you so much for at least having us here. We appreciate you, Miss Lawson girl. She's
thank you.
Of
definitely
course. No problem.
She's
no
a
problem.
Siren for the community.
You sure are. You sure are. So
I'm trying to do what I can, you know, but it's a collective effort. So
yes.
And so anything I could do to support, definitely I'm here.
We appreciate
right.
you.
Definitely. Yay. Okay. I guess we'll close out on that.
Like this episode?
Leave a review and stay up to date on new episodes by subscribing to Sloss and Girl Speaks. And follow Sloss and Girl on Instagram, YouTube, and Facebook.